Mitt Romney goes full climate change hysteria, ice caps melt, record temperatures. By Paul Bois on July 4, 2022. Outspoken never-Trumper Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, has endorsed full climate change hysteria, lambasting Americans for watering their lawns and going about their business as the world falls apart. In an op-ed for The Atlantic that attempts to play the both sides card while endorsing radical climate change hysteria, Mitt Romney begins by shaming Americans who have not heeded the warning signs about the Earth's doom. Even as we watch the reservoirs and lakes of the West go dry, we keep watering our lawns, soaking our golf courses, and growing water-thirsty crops, he laments. As the ice caps melt and record temperatures make the evening news, we figure that buying a Prius and recycling the boxes from our daily Amazon deliveries will suffice, he later adds. Just to let the reader know that he still holds conservative values. The man who twice voted to impeach former President Trump and who has fully endorsed the January 6th committee then scolds the left for a couple of their failures, neither of which comes remotely close to the apocalyptic hysteria of climate change. As inflation mounts and the national debt balloons, progressive politicians vote for ever more spending, he writes. When TV news outlets broadcast video after video of people illegally crossing the nation's southern border, many of us change the channel, he adds. According to Romney, the left's and the right's refusal to take responsibility has resulted in a nation in denial, arguing it comes from a powerful impulse for wishful thinking. A few thoughts Romney imagines that Americans think. We don't need to cut back on watering, because the drought is just part of a cycle that will reverse. With economic growth, the debt will take care of itself. January 6th was a false flag operation. Romney then hopes that a great event on the scale of Pearl Harbor or 9/11 will awaken Americans from this great malaise, believing it will lead to a great leader like Winston Churchill or Abraham Lincoln or Ronald Reagan or Martin Luther King Jr. Romney also includes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky among such great men. Though Romney believes President Joe Biden to be a genuinely good man, he does not believe that the current president has the ability to bridge the nation's divide any more than former President Donald Trump. He concludes his op-ed with a not-so-veiled foreshadowing of his future run for president. I hope for a president who can rise above the din to unite us behind the truth, he concludes. Several contenders with experience and smarts stand in the wings. We intently watch to see if they also possess the requisite character and ability to bring the nation together in confronting our common reality.